Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 10th. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, the South Carolina Department of Corrections has transferred 48 inmates to a privately operated maximum security prison in Mississippi. The state newspaper says the transfer involved inmates considered problematic, meaning they posed a potential danger to other inmates. A spokesman said the move was made to help improve the safety and security of our institutions. The transfer comes 2 months after a deadly riot at Lee Correctional Institution back in April, where 7 inmates were killed, the highest death toll at a U.S. prison in 25 years. BMW says it will build more SUVs overseas now and reduce the number built in the upstate, all to offset the tariffs recently imposed by the president. BMW also said it will have to raise the price of South Carolina-built vehicles sold in China. BMW employs 10,000 people in Spartanburg County, where it builds some of their most popular SUVs. A group still angry that the Confederate flag was taken down from the State House lawn is again temporarily raising the rebel banner at the Capitol. The South Carolina Secessionist Party says it will fly the Confederate flag on a temporary pole for several hours today. Today is the third anniversary of the state's removal of that flag. A second person has died after a shooting at an apartment complex in the Midlands last week. 41-year-old Elsie Mack Jr. of Gaston was one of 3 people shot last Thursday in West Columbia. 26-year-old Shamir Atkins of West Columbia died at the scene. Police have issued a warrant for 25-year-old Damian Ritter, but they've not found him yet. The name of the third person has not been released. Well, federal investigators holding a hearing in Washington today to discuss the deadly train collision in Casey earlier this year. The NTSB's initial report said that a switch was in the wrong position, sending an Amtrak passenger train onto a sidetrack where a CSX freight train was parked. The Amtrak engineer and conductor died in the February 4th accident. More than 100 passengers were hospitalized. 2 parents are under arrest after their 4-year-old son shot himself with his mother's gun in a Grand Strand hotel. Myrtle Beach police have charged Heather Lynn Odom and Jeremy Barrett with child neglect after the boy shot himself in the head on Saturday night. Investigators say the boy found the .38-caliber handgun in Odom's purse while she and Barrett were in another room in the hotel suite. The boy is listed in critical condition at Grand Strand Regional Medical Center. James Wells, a member of the South Carolina Civil Rights Protest Group known as the Friendship 9, has passed away. Wells and the 8 others spent a month in jail in 1961 after being charged with trespassing at a whites-only lunch counter in Rock Hill. The conviction of Wells and the other members were overturned in 2015. Wells passed away Sunday at the age of 77. And a mission group from Chapin United Methodist Church is back home. The team arrived in Columbia last night after being stuck in Haiti due to protests against high fuel prices that caused airlines to cancel flights in and out of the country's busiest airport. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for Tuesday, July 10th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.